Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, every now and then I'll have folks over for dinner, and I'll go down in the cellar, and I'll rumble around. Where'd I get that? Where'd this come from? I don't remember this. You know, when I look at it, it's kind of like oddball thing. My goodness. Well, the same thing happens to us when we're reviewing wine.
Sure does.
We call it odds and ends.
Odds and ends. And this is a group of odds and ends. And what I kind of did with this is I sort of tried to put it in the context of you're having friends over for a weekend on the casual side, but you're going to be dining outside. So what would run the gamut of having dinner outside with steaks on the grill? So starting off, here is a Crémant d'Alsace, which is a sparkling wine from the Alsace. This is from a winemaker named Helfrich. It's non-vintage. Just a wonderful sparkling wine made 100% from Pinot Blanc. Brilliant pale and gold, very toasty, with bright citrus and a lively texture. I mean, if you're looking for something sort of to have as you're starting your evening, this would be a good thing to start with.
How much?
That's $24.
That's pretty good.
For a Crémant d'Alsace, I thought so.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you want to step it up a notch from Domaine Zinde Umbre is the 2014 Muscat. This is a remarkable wine. It's pale gold. It is bone dry. I mean, bone dry.
Muscat. Amazing.
Yeah. And it's floral with spicy notes. It's got a wonderful crisp acidity. It's almost slightly mouthwatering. I mean, this would be a perfect aperitif. Served lightly chilled. $27, which for a wine of this caliber is not bad.
Yeah, Zinde Umbre is one of the great properties in Alsace.
Absolutely. And this was pretty spectacular. Now, everybody in this country still loves Chardonnay. And one of the great producers in this country is Hartford Court, and most of their wines tend to be in the $45 to $50 a bottle range. They specialize in single vineyard Chardonnays.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a simple Russian River designated Sonoma Chardonnay. Sells for about $25. It's lovely. It's layered with vanilla and pear and a little sort of citrus. It's very well knit, and at $25 for Hartford Court Chardonnay, that's a bargain. Now, at some point, we're going to take the steak off the grill.
Yes, we will.
And it's time for a couple of hail fellow well-met reds.
Yep.
So here's one. The winemaker is called Predator. It's actually, I think, part of the Russian ranch family of wines. This is a 2015 red blend, which comes from Lodi, and it's called Six Spot. Interesting blend, 48% Petite Syrah, 30% Zin and 22% Malbec. This is different. Spicy plum with notes of mint and berry. It's not like anything you've ever had before. I thought it was really interesting. Sells for between $18 and $20.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah,
it's worth
trying just for that. And then from Rutherford Ranch, there's a Napa red blend called Two Range, which is a blend of Merlot, Cab, Pinot Noir, interestingly enough.
Really?
Yeah, that's a new one on me, and Petit Verdot. This one sells for about $25. It's very forward berry and spice with vanilla and toffee notes, and then just an interesting hint of tobacco that comes floating through.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that would be, you know, it's nice and lush and plump. That's perfect for the steak that just came out. And there you have it. It's a pretty good Saturday night dinner.
That is. We'll put all these on the website. You can try them. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.